An investigation continues into what caused a tourist train to derail along a mountain pass north of Skagway yesterday, injuring 19 passengers. Margaret Friedenauer of KHNS has more.
The White Pass and Yukon route excursion Wednesday included 15 rail cars transporting 360 passengers and crew on a trip between Skagway and Fraser, British Columbia. Two locomotives went off the tracks, derailing the four passenger cars behind it as well. It happened about 20 miles north of Skagway along the 3,000-foot White Pass summit. Reporter Katie Emmett covered the story for the Skagway newspaper. She spoke with some of the 19 passengers injured after they were treated at the Skagway clinic. They explained how the derailed cars tipped over toward a lake running along the tracks.
Two of the passengers on the train were on the platform and got thrown into the lake. And it was a very small lake, but they were still thrown into the lake, and they were fine. I did speak to a passenger yesterday who was in the third car that slightly derailed, and he had some bruising on his hip, and his back was sore, he said. But other than that, he was just mostly shaken up mentally, not physically.
Word of the derailment Wednesday afternoon at first prompted serious concerns. Coast Guard Air Station Sitka was put on alert to assist if necessary, and Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau went into incident command and was told to expect as many as 24 patients. The hospital received word less than an hour later to stand down. White Pass Company officials say crew members were able to detach the derailed cars, bring in another locomotive, and transport all passengers back to Skagway. The company is investigating the cause, according to a press release. The railroad, which serves hundreds of passengers each day, suspended operations until Friday. The Canadian corporation that owns the railroad said in a statement Thursday, all required regulatory reporting requirements concerning the derailment have been met, and the company has notified its insurer. The White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad was built in 1898 during the Klondike Gold Rush. Now it serves as one of Skagway's primary scenic attractions for visitors, bringing thousands of passengers over White Pass Mountain Summit between Skagway and Yukon each year. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.